What's occurring?
Okay, for the second time, Zane Lowe plays our daily quiz.
Hi!
What's occurring?
Yesterday we played with Nahal. He got 3 out of 3.
Swine.
The day before, Zane Lowe got 3 out of 3.
Ruler.
So today, let's see how you do. It's against Becky again. Hi there.
Hi, I played a little bit this week by you lot.
Yeah, you're rubbish.
Yeah, rubbish.
Play along at home on
She has the answers as well.
Don't know.
You're still getting them wrong.
8119, let us know how you get along today. Let's do the first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, yesterday we were playing some clips, embarrassing clips of me when I was 11 on my local station at the time, BBC Radio Solent, where I was entering a chart champ competition against a load of adults.
So you're like that wonder kid that goes on like Countdown. But it's like the Shire.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's me.
Hi.
Now,
you can tell then he had a career in broadcasting ahead of him.
Hello.
Yeah, you can tell that, can't you?
Oh my God! I just know who you must have been like. That kid that went on and talked about antiques with the big curly yellow hair. I think it's now a woman.
The one that's now a woman?
Yeah.
Why am I like him?
Because he was like young and really intelligent. He used to go on TV. Yeah, you sound just like him.
And of course, as the world now knows, you are halfway through sex change surgery.
That's right.
So it's important that we mention that too.
Anyway, this...
Back to the quiz.
This competition on Radio Solent went on for an hour. And even though I did win... Yes.
See, you are like that kid on Countdown. Yes. They always beat the old folks.
Hello.
Even though I did win, I was quite shy, right? So here's my question to you. How many words did I actually say during the whole hour-long competition on Radio Solent's Chart Champ contest? Zane.
How many questions were asked? Approximately. Just approximately. A few.
A lot.
A lot. Mm. I would say you probably gave like 1 to 2 words per question in answering them. Mm-hmm. And in an hour. In an hour. Maybe 65 words?
65 words. Becky?
It's an hour. You've got to have more than 100.
100 words in 1 hour of chart champness.
Are we going to hear all the words? Are we? Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me, for the first time probably on the radio ever, 60 minutes of Chart Champ, which I did win. I thought I'd mention that again. But how many words were there?
Scott Mills from Eastleigh.
Hello.
Yeah, nice. Give me a letter.
S.
S. Right, we want male singers beginning with S.
Shaking Stevens. Squeeze. Stray Cats.
I'm afraid you kept saying groups. So it was supposed to be male singers, so you only got Shaking Stevens.
You only got Shaking Stevens. Yeah, so male singers we were after.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
Any idea, Scott? No. Philip Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover.
What kind of dreams did Phil Oakey have?
Electric.
What did Bon Jovi live on?
A prayer.
According to the Buggles, what killed the radio star?
Video.
What word did Cameo say?
Word up.
What kind of trade did Duran Duran work for?
Skin trade.
Who was a wide boy?
Nick Kershaw.
Who whistled down the wind?
Nick Hayward.
Correct. What was that?
Amazulu?
No.
No, man, that was awesome. God. You should be so proud of yourself.
We lost count there.
You little freak.
I know, incredible, that's freakish. Then. That's what it
Nick
is.
Nick Kershaw, how do you know that?
Nick Kershaw, please.
Well, it certainly wasn't 100.
It wasn't 100.
So anything 100. Under 65 no. means yeah. I win.
It was 41, I've just been told.
Oh, yeah, because you were like, counting them in such a professional manner with two hands. What are you, the human calculator?
So, Zane wins.
Oh!
Yay!
What's occurring?
Zane 1, Becky 0.
You should be proud of yourself, Scott.
You know in that quiz?
Yeah.
My favourite round, the cryptic quiz.
Oh, yeah. This is good, this bit.
Kevin Wern. Kevin, same for you. Your 20 seconds starts now. Who was 19?
Paul Hardcastle.
What did Sheila do for the Smiths?
I don't know.
What were Genesis into?
Into deep.
Who cried just a little bit?
Don't know.
What was in Howard Jones's shell?
What an amazing quiz.
I have to say, that needs to be brought back.
I've got a... Well, funny you should say that, Zane. I've got some more up-to-date ones, shall we say.
Go.
What, in the same style?
In exactly the same style.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, hit us with that.
You ready?
Yeah.
What can't the gym class heroes keep their hands out of?
The cookie jar.
Adele wants you to feel her what?
Boob.
Pain.
Her love.
Oh, love, yeah. We just heard that song, by the way, clearly paying attention.
What was Leona Lewis bleeding last year?
Love.
Who wanted you to give it to them?
Madonna.
Oh, yeah, she did as well, yeah. I bet to Milan. Oh. What did Mariah Carey want you to do to her last summer?
Touch her body.
And where does Duffy want you to take her?
The pub.
Yeah. Warwick Avenue.
Correct.
See, I've still
got it.
There's
still
a pub on Warwick Avenue, surely.
I've still got it.
A local. That was great.
Right, next one.
Oh, what's the kid in?
You know James Bond?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. We were talking about this. In the new Bond movie, James Bond doesn't have it off much at all. But in previous films, he has it off a lot.
Yeah. He's all sensitive now, isn't he?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think Daniel Craig's a bit annoyed at that?
What, he doesn't have it off? No, yeah, I read an interview in GQ with him yesterday and he said it's not about sex anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's all about GQ though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you seen that billboard? I know I talked about that the other day.
Oh, I know.
It's just like a bad GQ ad, isn't it? It doesn't make me want to go see the film. Right. Play the explosions again.
We were talking about Pierce Brosnan having it off yesterday. Now, let's move on to Roger Moore in Octopussy.
He had it off more than anybody else in any Bond film.
Here's my question. Does he actually Roger Moore than Pierce Brosnan? How many times in Octopussy does James Bond have it off? Zane.
Oh, man. Five.
Five. Okay, Becky.
Well, yesterday I said 60-something and got laughed at, so seven.
In the movie? In one movie? It's not that James Bond film that you watch in your private time. That's a very different James Bond franchise. You know, the ones that they
Man with the golden gun.
Exactly.
How many are you saying?
Seven.
Seven, okay.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's Roger Moore as James Bond having it off in Octopussy.
I need refilling.
Hmm? Of course you do. Forgive my curiosity, but what is that?
That's my little octopussy.
Good morning.
Morning. I didn't want to wake you, but since you're up, I don't know how to say goodbye.
Actions speak louder than words.
You're so right.
You're right. We are two of a kind.
Something wrong?
Not really. Just a feeling.
Why'd you come back to bed?
In. Out. In.
Honestly, it's still going. Oh, James.
What are you doing? Yeah. Oh, cut it out. We haven't time for that. Oh. Later, perhaps.
Right.
I should have stuck with yesterday's guess.
Yeah. What was that, 10?
10 times he has it off.
Can I just say as well that, you know, it's really good that you invited me back here for the second round, and I'm pleased to be a part of this. I will not be doing this again.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, if you play me any more, like, sleazy dudes, just the audio, it's just awful, isn't it? Like, yeah. You know, with the James Bond, just, it's just a... So much better when you can actually see Roger Moore doing it.
Really? I don't think I agree. You see Roger Moore doing it.
No, it's funny. It was ironic. He was, I'm not going to say anything. Mm. Actually, he was my favourite Bond for a long time, but only because I grew up in that era. I was too young for the Connery era.
Mm. Okay, so it's 1-1. Mm. You know, legendary Radio 1 DJ Mark Goodyear.
Yes.
Do you think young whippersnappers like Matt Fincham off The Chris Moore Show know who he is?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should I hope so?
Right, well, I called Mark Goodyear off of Now, That's What I Caught, etc. And Matt Fincham...
A little professional jealousy going on there, Scott, perhaps. Are you vying up for their voiceover?
I called Mark Goodyear and Matt Fincham earlier and put them both together on the phone without either of them realising it. How long do you think Matt Fincham and Mark Goodyear had a conversation for? In seconds. Becky?
Oh.
100?
Oh.
100 seconds, okay.
Two nice individuals. Matt Fincham, very polite. Hungry in the game as well.
Yeah.
Definitely ambitious.
Yeah.
Mark Goodyear, businessman. Mm. Businessman. I can see him being quite sort of efficient and wanting to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. But still very nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 45 seconds.
45 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Let's put them together. Matt Fincham and legendary Radio 1 DJ Mark Goodyear.
Hello.
Hello.
Talk to me. Who's that?
Who's that?
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Matt. Who's this?
It's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah, so you didn't mean to call me, did you? Apparently not.
No, sorry, I've no idea who you are.
Hey, there you go, then. That's
okay.
Fine.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Right now, it's like Melchett and Queenie, isn't it? After Blackadder, watching Blackadder go off on another mission.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear. If you suffer from asthma, stick around for the next 20 minutes or so. You could be in for a few surprises.
I kind of can't believe that Matt Fincham doesn't know who that man is.
Yeah, I know.
Zane
yes.
wins.
Thank you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh!